Surah Rahman is what we are discussing this Ramadan on As-Suhoor. Let's do a quick recap of what we discussed on Friday. Verses 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Those are the verses we took a look at on Friday. Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. The heaven, we raised it high, and He placed the balance. أَلَّا تَطَغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. So that you may not transgress in the balance. وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. Observe the weight with equity and do not decrease the measure. So we explained that Allah has raised the heavens physically and figuratively. The heavens is higher than the earth, physically and figuratively. In the heavens, you have a higher, the life of the heavens, the afterlife, is a greater life than the life of this world. In terms of the mizan, some have said it's a physical scale that is being referred to. Allah created the concept of scale, which we now use on earth. Others say it means it means justice. That as long as you uphold justice, there'll be order in the world. When you don't uphold justice, there'll be chaos, like we see. Then, verses 10, 11, 12, and 13. 10, وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ. The earth, Allah spread it out for the creation. Not too soft, not too hard. You can dig, but at the same time it can hold your buildings. You can walk, but at the same time it's not so hard that makes movement difficult. فِيهَا فَاكِهَةُ وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ. Therein are fruits and date palms on whose fruits are sheets. So Allah has given us fruits, Allah has given us date palms. The earth allows you to take from its resources without any complaint, without any hesitation. And some of the fruits are covered so that it's protected from insects, etc. until maturity. وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ وَالْرَيْحَانِ. Therein, meaning in the earth, are grains and their husks and rayhan. Some have said rayhan is fragrant flowers. Others like Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu have said rayhan in Arabic is a word used for rizq. خَرَجْتُ أَطْلُبَ رَيْحَانَ اللَّهِ. So Allah is saying, I've given you in the earth grains with their husks and sustenance, rizq. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you two going to deny? So this is the first of 31 ayat in Surah Rahman where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. آلَاءَ is translated as bounties commonly. Some Mufassirin have translated it as the signs of Allah's power. But both can work. Because if you look at what Allah is talking about, He's talking about His bounties, but at the same time, it exhibits the power of Allah. How Allah made the earth not too soft, not too hard. How Allah let the fruits grow and the date palms and the sheets and the grains with the husks and the fragrant flowers, the skies and the heavens and creating man and giving him the ability to communicate, teaching the Quran. All of this is the signs of Allah's power. All what is mentioned before up to here and what will be mentioned. In one hadith, the ulama have written that based on one hadith, whenever you recite this verse, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, you should respond by saying, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعَمِكَ رَبُّنَا نُكَذِّبْ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. O our sustainer, we do not deny any of your bounties. All praise is due to you alone. Now the question could be asked that Ya Allah is saying, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you two going to deny? Man is already made mention of. خلق الإنسان, right in the beginning of the surah, but jinn has not been made mention of. So some ulama say that the word anam, few verses back where Allah says, وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ, that we spread out the earth for the creation. In the word anam, jinn is included. Now, every other creation can also be included, but why specifically jinn? Because when Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, when Allah talks about being created for His worship, He makes mention of man and jinn. Others say that later on, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes indirect and direct reference to the jinn. Later on in Surah Al-Rahman, Ya ma'shar al-jinni wal-insi. Allah says, O group of jinn and humans. Anyway, moving further now, verse 14, Allah says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَّارِ. Allah created man from sounding clay, like the clay of earthenware. Salsal, the ulama say, is wet soil when it becomes dry and heavy. Kalfakhar, wet soil when it's baked. Allah took sand and mixed it with water, and then it became clay. And Allah used that clay to fashion Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, that kind of clay, if you strike it, it gives off a sound, a melodious sound, like a clay pot, hence the reference to the sound there. So it's not that every human is created from clay. Adam alayhi salam, the first human, was created from clay. And the same would apply to the jinn. وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِمَّارِ جِمْ مِنْ نَارِ. and he created jinn from a flame of fire. The ulama have written a smokeless flame of fire. So not every jinn is created from a smokeless flame of fire, but the father of all jinns, like all the father of all humans, Adam alayhi salam, was created from clay. The father of all jinn was created from the flames of fire. Who is the father of all jinn? Some ulama of the opinion, it is the devil himself, Iblis. And after mentioning how Allah created the father of man and the father of jinn, again Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبًا. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you two going to deny? Surah Rahman helps us to become grateful to Allah. It ties up with our theme of gratitude. And it reminds us repeatedly 31 times in the surah that which of the bounties of your Allah can you deny?